KPBS On Demand is supported by the University of San Diego, offering professional and continuing education courses in the areas of business, education, healthcare, and engineering. For enrollment opportunities, visit pce.sandiego.edu.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, May 7th. Law enforcement tears down Gaza solidarity encampments at UCSD. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. An update on the E. coli outbreak linked to organic walnut halves and pieces. Two San Diegans who ate the walnuts from local stores have gotten sick, and one person locally has been hospitalized. The Gibson Farms walnuts were sold in bulk bins at natural food stores and locally owned grocery stores. Here, the walnuts were sold at Jimbo's Naturally in Forest Ranch, Carmel Valley, Carlsbad, and Escondido. At Lazy Acres Market in San Diego and Carlsbad, Ocean Beach Co-op, Fraser Farms Market in La Mesa, and Vista and Sun Organic Farm in San Marcos. The affected walnuts have expiration dates between May 21, 2025, and June 7, 2025. San Diegans can join the interview panel to select the next Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board Executive Officer. CLERB is an 11-member board that investigates citizen complaints against sheriff's deputies and probation officers. The executive officer is responsible for managing and directing the department, and also investigating in-custody deaths and serious injuries by law enforcement officers. The position became available after the last executive officer, Paul Parker, resigned in March. Following his resignation, Parker told the San Diego Union-Tribune that CLERB being in an advisory role is an issue and that the policy recommendations it makes should not be ignored or optional. For the executive officer interview process, one county resident and one alternate will be randomly selected to represent each district at the CLERB meeting on May 28th. If you are interested in participating, email your name, address, and the district you live in to clerb@sdcounty.ca.gov before 5 p.m. on May 23rd. May gray returns this week, but the National Weather Service says it won't last all day. We can expect cloudy and foggy conditions in the mornings and nights, but during the day, the sun will come out. The mountains and desert areas will be windy, with the strongest winds expected today. Today's temps in the mountains and coastal areas will be in the low 60s in the deserts. Temps will be in the low 90s, and in the inland areas, it'll be in the low 70s. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the University of San Diego, offering professional and continuing education courses in the areas of business, education, healthcare, and engineering. For enrollment opportunities, visit pce.sandiego.edu.
Police cleared out the Gaza Solidarity encampment at UCSD yesterday, making dozens of arrests. Education reporter MG Perez says that prompted another protest on campus.
Some faculty, along with hundreds of students and community supporters, demonstrated across the campus after law enforcement tore down tents and cleared out all supplies and property that had been used by students occupying the space in support of Palestine. Police arrested 64 protesters, 40 of them UCSD students, the others unaffiliated with the university. Those left behind pushed back, objecting to guns carried by officers and what they called a violation of their rights to free speech. The students arrested have been placed under immediate interim suspension. MG Perez, KPBS News.
MTS is proposing a new trolley line. Metro reporter Angie Bowen says officials hope the copper line will improve the trolley system's reliability.
If you've ever been stuck waiting for a trolley on the green or orange line, there's a good chance that delay originated in Santee, where there's only one trolley track for both directions. It's a pinch point that can cause problems across the entire network. MTS's proposed fix is to end the orange and green lines at El Cajon. There, the new copper line would bridge the gap to Santee. Maxwell Gergen is a regular trolley rider who works in El Cajon. He likes the idea.
You aren't going to be having cascading delays caused by the orange line or the green line, and also you're going to be having faster, more efficient service that's more reliable, that you won't feel will strand you.
MTS will be gathering feedback from passengers this month ahead of a vote at the board of directors on June 20th. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Chemicals from the insecticide DDT may be making their way into the food web near Catalina Island, starting at the ocean floor. Reporter Katie Anastas has more on the latest research from UCSD and SDSU.
A producer of the insecticide DDT dumped manufacturing waste into the ocean near Catalina in Palos Verdes in the 1940s and 50s. SDSU researcher Margaret Stack says traces of it are still found in marine birds and mammals.
But something that we're sort of missing is that middle link. How are we getting DDT from the sediment into top predators?
Stack and her colleagues may have found that link near Catalina Island, deep sea fish and other organisms at the ocean floor. She says it's important to know how the chemicals are entering the food web. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says DDT can cause liver and reproductive problems. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Music sees no age, race, or background, and the Museum of Making Music in Carlsbad opens its doors to anyone interested in the tools behind the tunes. North County reporter Tanya Thorne says the museum's latest renovation gives visitors a more hands-on experience.
It's hard to keep your hands and your feet off the instruments in the new interactive areas at the Museum of Making Music in Carlsbad. But that's the point, to bring out everyone's inner musician.
You'll find some what we might think of as traditional instruments, you know, guitar and piano and drums, but then you also have the new electronic instruments, DJ turntables. We have an electric theremin. We've got a new lighting console that you can try out with mixing music. You know, you don't really have the type of experiences you would normally have if you were just picking up a guitar. There's something beyond just playing a traditional instrument here.
BJ Morgan is the marketing manager for the museum. He says musical innovations are shaping the way music is made, and they have to follow the tunes.
We do like to recognize like the newest innovations. This museum is all about innovations, things that help change instruments and what made them the way they are. And over time, you could recognize that, yeah, you had a record player maybe back in the 20s and 30s, but what does that look like now?
But rather than adding a new exhibit, the museum created two new interactive spaces for everyone to try.
We realized we've got a lot more opportunity here. And so that was kind of the catalyst for this new remodel, to add even more interactivity and more advantages and a little bit more spaces where we can tell some deeper stories.
I don't really play an instrument, but I've always wanted to perform on a stage or like do something with an instrument or my voice. And I love this museum.
That was fourth grader Eloise Hoffein. We joined her class during a field trip to the museum.
The drum circle was really cool because it's like everyone beating in like, it's like synchronized swimming except it was like drums.
She got to control the beat of the drums for her class before exploring the rest of the museum.
We started by watching a really cool informational video about how like music gets to your ears, and then we like learned about different types of instruments, which was really fun. Then we were playing really cool instruments in this room, and I liked the accordion the best.
Hoffein still has some time to discover new instruments. But for sophomores Amaya Fox-Williams and Gina Buono, the field trip to the museum is a trip of rediscovery.
Yeah, I like the harp because I wanted to play the harp when I was younger. I guess I like got my hopes up a little bit. It's not like as fun as like I thought it was going to be. But I definitely like want to get back into playing the drums again.
I like playing guitar. I kind of wanted to play piano. Well, it gives me like a more open mind about like what other instruments I could play or like what I could do if I wanted to be in the music industry.
BJ Morgan with the museum says music has evolved from our grandparents' age, but it's still cross-generational. And here, age doesn't matter.
Every generation has something they do gravitate towards, but even in those generations, you still have a whole variety. And so our goal is to make sure we're trying to offer as much as we can, no matter what your interests are.
Through donations and grants, the Museum of Making Music is able to offer subsidized school field trips in hopes of inspiring the next line of musicians.
This is where you can come and find your place in making music. A lot of folks don't think that they have the ability to make music, but we really want to break down those barriers and make it more accessible to everyone and learn where these instruments came from and learn where, you know, the possibilities exist.
And Morgan says the possibilities never end, adding they offer adult music programs.
So we have both a concert band and we have an orchestra program for adults that are interested in learning, maybe relearning, maybe reigniting their passion for music.
The museum is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday with different concerts and classes throughout the year. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.